an essay slash sermon by Rabbi Sharon Rouse appeared in last week's New York Times. She recounted a third century Jewish practice when Jews would go on pilgrimage to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Entering its massive plaza, the pilgrims would turn right and circle the temple. But those who were mourning or suffering in any way, as well as those ostracized and the excommunicated, would turn to the left and walk in the opposite direction. When the pilgrims came upon those struggling, they would ask them, "What happened to you? Why does your heart ache?" Note that they didn't ask what's wrong with you, but what happened to you. After listening to the response, they would offer a blessing. "May the Holy One comfort you. You are not alone." Perhaps it was Jesus himself who inspired such a practice. Through his ministry of blessing the suffering, the marginalized, and the ostracized, his blurring the barrier between clean and unclean. Jesus claimed to be the very representation of God's loving outreach to all, enraged the scribes and clergy who seemed overly preoccupied with who was worthy or not of God's regard. "What is this?" they asked. More than a few Catholic clergy and scribes continue to be enraged at the Vatican's recent letter on the pastoral meaning of blessings, especially as it applies to couples of the same sex and couples in irregular situations, as it names them. In other words, the ostracized, the marginalized, the unclean. Just as Jesus was the incarnation of God's love, so through Christ, the letter states, God has communicated to his church the power to bless. It claims the blessing is transformed into inclusion, solidarity, and peacemaking. It is a positive message of comfort, care, and encouragement. The blessing expresses God's merciful embrace and the church's motherhood. So, go and bless someone today. Say, "May the Holy One comfort you. You are not alone." And if you come upon someone whom you or others think unclean, offensive, or a threat to the very fabric of society, bless them.